You know, first mention of Christmas, and I'm thinking of when I was a kid, Dad getting the box of decorations down from the loft, Mam supervising proceedings, and the Christmas tree. Not any old Christmas tree, mind you, the Christmas tree. I'd first seen it when I was eight, glittering in the shop window, and I wanted it. Oh, how I wanted it. I was that thrilled when it actually became ours, to know that Mam and Dad had got it for me. For me, because they knew how much it meant to me. In our house, Christmas was a godsend, because once in the year, everything changed. The ordinary became extraordinary. It might just be the paper decorations hanging across the room, or it might have been the lights with all the colours sparkling and reflecting in the windows and mirrors. And of course, to my little child's eyes, our little corner of Manchester became, just for that short annual period of time, a wonderland. But it wasn't just the house that was transformed. No. It seemed to affect everyone. It was good to watch the rallies in action. And us kids had plenty of opportunities to do that because of the parties, family get-togethers. And as they all became too merry to worry about us, we'd make the most of it. Auntie Molly had let you have a sip of her port, and no one ever noticed when you changed from lemonade to shandy. Of course, there was always a price to pay for your pleasures. I learned that at a right tender age. It was only a matter of time before you heard those famous words, "Come on, Barry, dance with your auntie." Every year was like that. Every year was the same. I could watch them. It's the way it always was. Me watching them. Until that year, when for some reason, I don't know, I became focus of attention. Auntie Marlene started it, trust her. Never mind.